Friendship is an extremely important part of your life. A true friend is someone who makes it easier to live the gospel of Jesus Christ. Cultivate good friends. They are so valuable. Remember, the Savior valued his friends so highly that he would lay down his life for them. He had this to say about friends: "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Emily de Azevedo sings "Greater Love."
If I had been there at his trial and watched as they mocked Israel's king, I wonder if I would have tried to turn their hearts to him. If I had been there when they whipped him and watched as he fell to his knees, would I have been willing to offer my own life for him? For his friends, just as he said, greater love he showed, the greatest love of all. Fastened his hands to a cross, I'm sure that my heart would have broken. For his friend, thank you.
Above all, cultivate our Savior and Redeemer Jesus Christ as your friend. Being His friend will, without exception, lift your vision and bring you comfort, guidance, peace, and yes, even the companionship of other true friends. I know something of His love, His compassion, His mercy, and the help one may receive from Him and the Holy Spirit. He has promised that by obedience to His word, you shall find wisdom and great treasures of knowledge, even hidden treasures. With Jesus as your friend, you may receive increased strength and testimony that will uphold you against temptations when they arise. Rebecca Lopez sings, "Be Still, My Soul."
Be still, my soul. The Lord is on thy side. With patience bear thy cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God.
Do you know how to recognize a true friend? A real friend loves us and protects us. In recognizing a true friend, we must look for two important elements in that friendship. A true friend makes it easier for us to live the gospel by being around him. Similarly, a true friend does not make us choose between his way and the Lord's way. A true friend will help us return to our Father in heaven with honor. Hilary Weeks sings, "Lead Me Home." The Savior Jesus Christ admonished us in Matthew 5:48 to strive to be perfect, even as our Father which is in heaven is perfect. In the Greek from which it was translated, the term perfect means fully developed, to become finished as to our individual potential, and to have completed the course God has set forth for us to follow. All of the godly attributes, to the degree developed through our diligence and obedience, will actually rise with us in the resurrection, giving us so much the advantage in the world to come. Perfection is worth striving for, even if it is ultimately unattainable in this life. For it is through our struggle to become like the Savior and His Father that we will be responding to the scriptural mandate to come unto Christ and be perfected in Him. Mindy Gledhill sings, "A Little More Like Thee." Jesus is the perfect model of personal righteousness. He is the physical embodiment of every virtue and godly attribute one could ever aspire to. We must learn to follow Jesus and His magnificent example as He followed His Father in heaven. There is a large portrait of the Savior on the wall of President Thomas S. Monson's office. President Monson said that whenever he is confronted by a difficult challenge, he looks at the picture and asks himself, "What would the Savior do?" "Behold," said the Savior to the Nephites, "I am the light. I have set an example for you." He often told his disciples to follow me. His was a program of do what I do, rather than do what I say. After he humbly ministered to his apostles by kneeling before them and washing their feet, he taught them, "I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you." Listen now as one clear voice sings, "I'm trying to be like Jesus."
I'm trying to be like Jesus. I'm following in His ways. I'm trying to love as you.
The Savior is selfless. He viewed himself and his own needs as secondary, and he ministered to others tirelessly, lovingly, effectively. Nephi wrote, "He doeth not anything save it be for the benefit of the world. For he loveth the world, even that he layeth down his own life, that he may draw all men unto him." The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. Jenny Frogley now sings, "His Hands."
His hands, tools of creation, stronger than nations, power without end. And yet through them we find our truest friend. His hands, sermons of kindness, healing men's blindness, halting years of pain. Children waiting to be held again. His hands would serve his whole life through, showing man what hands might do. Each day was filled with selflessness, and I'll not rest till I make up my hands what they could be. Till these hands become like those from Galilee. His hands
lifting a leper, warming a beggar, calling back the dead, breaking bread, 5,000 fed, his hands hushing contention, pointing to heaven, ever free of sin, then bidding man to follow him. His hands would serve his whole life through, showing man what hands might do, giving, ever giving endlessly. Each day was filled with selflessness, and I'll not rest till I make of my hands what they could be. Till these hands become like those from Galilee. In agony, as he lay pleading, bleeding in the garden, while just moments away, other hands betray him out of greed, shameful greed, and then his hands are trembling, straining to carry the beam that they've been nailed to. As he stumbles through the streets, heading for the hill on which he died, he would die. They take his hands, his mighty hands,
Let us pray often, feast upon the words of Christ, and attain and perfect the perfect attributes of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us be loyal, courageous, and humble. Let us build brotherhood and willingly sacrifice for the sake of the kingdom. And let us be full of love and service toward all of mankind. The words from the third verse of the beautiful sacred hymn, More Holiness Give Me, state lofty ideals for those who would follow the Savior. More purity give me, more strength to o'ercome, more freedom from earth stains, more longing for home, more fit for the kingdom, more used would I be. More blessed and holy, more, Savior, like Thee. The Brigham Young University Men's Chorus sings, More Holiness Give Me.